Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're like me, you probably spend a good chunk of your day glued to some kind of screen. We live in a world where technology is constantly vying for our attention, promising connection, information, and entertainment at our fingertips. But let's be real, sometimes it feels like that constant buzz can do more harm than good, especially when it comes to our mental well-being. Today, we're diving into the double-edged sword of technology, how it can both help and hinder our mental health. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of yourself? You know, constantly checking notifications, scrolling through social media, even using it as a crutch when you're feeling down or lonely? It's easy to get caught in that cycle, but the truth is technology can be both a blessing and a curse. First off, let's talk about the good stuff. Technology has connected us in ways we never thought possible. We can chat with loved ones across continents, join online communities based on our interests, and access information that was once out of reach. Online therapy platforms are breaking down barriers to mental health care, making it more accessible for people who might not have the resources or time for traditional therapy. But here's where things get tricky. That same constant connectivity can lead to FOMO, fear of missing out. We see curated versions of other people's lives on social media, and it can make us feel inadequate, anxious, or even depressed. We're bombarded with news cycles that can be overwhelming and triggering, leaving us feeling stressed and hopeless. And let's not forget about the impact of sleepless late-night scrolls before bed wreak havoc on our circadian rhythms, making it harder to get a good night's rest, which is crucial for our mental well-being. So how do we navigate this digital minefield? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Mindful consumption. Be intentional about what you consume online. Follow accounts that inspire and uplift you, and follow those that leave you feeling negative or envious. Limit your time on social media and use apps, set boundaries and stick to them. 2. Digital detox days. Schedule regular digital detox days where you disconnect completely from technology. Use this time to reconnect with nature, spend time with loved ones, pursue hobbies, or simply relax and recharge. 3. Prioritize real-life connections. Technology can help us connect, but it shouldn't replace real-life interactions. Make an effort to meet up with friends and family in person, engage in face-to-face conversations, and build meaningful relationships outside the digital world. 4. Practice gratitude. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, focus on what you have. Keep a gratitude journal, write down things you're thankful for each day, and cultivate a positive mindset. 5. Seek professional help when needed. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or other mental health concerns, don't hesitate to seek professional help. Therapists and counselors can provide support and guidance as you navigate these challenges. Let me share a quick story. I was chatting with a friend the other day, and she confessed that she felt constantly overwhelmed by the news cycle. Every time she opened her phone, it was another headline about climate change, political turmoil, or global conflict. She realized she was spending so much time consuming negative information that it was impacting her mental health. So, she decided to take a break from the news for a week and focused on activities that brought her joy: reading, hiking, spending time with loved ones. By taking control of her digital consumption, she felt more grounded and optimistic. Remember, technology is a tool. It can be incredibly helpful when used consciously and intentionally. But it's important to recognize its potential downsides and take steps to protect our mental well-being. So, ditch the screen every now and then, engage with the real world, nurture your relationships, and remember you're in control of your digital journey. Ready to level up your tech detox game? Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear it, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, stay well.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.